Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. Do you love breakfast? I do, too. It's my favorite time of the day with my favorite foods. I usually spend it with a book or the New York Times. Mary chooses that time of day to meditate, so that leaves me in the kitchen with my diversions and my ingredients. If you don't eat breakfast, I get it. This essay is not for you. I understand the benefits of not eating breakfast, of waiting until lunch to break the overnight fast. I also understand the benefits of speaking four languages, cardio workouts, and community sing-alongs. I'm not going to do those either. How do I love thee, breakfast? Let me count the ways. How many ways can you make eggs? Well, then that's how many ways I love breakfast. I figure eggs are nature's most nearly perfect food. That is, of course, if they are eggs from non-industrial chickens, which is to say chickens that are outside during the day, outside eating seeds and bugs and grit. Free chickens, good eggs. Factory chickens, bad eggs. Anyway, back to breakfast. My standard is two eggs, one toast, and coffee. There are a jillion variations on that standard, but those are the basics. The most basic two-egger for me is over easy. Two eggs on a plate, two eggs on toast, two eggs on a potato cake, two eggs on ham. I have one of those choices once or twice a week. The rest of the week welcomes other ways to have two eggs. Scrambles and omelets are my favorites. Two eggs in a bowl, add cream and a little salt, beat or whisk. Whisking will make you feel like Julia Child. I'll leave that up to you. Add cheese or meat or veggies, anything you like, really, and blend it in. I love cream cheese in my omelet. Cream cheese is perfect partner for any other ingredient. It is mild enough so that it doesn't overcome its partner, which is very important, as you know, in any relationship. One of my all-time favorites is an omelet with cream cheese and caramelized onions. Oh, my. Whatever sort of scramble or omelet you're making, you have to be sure not to dry out the eggs, not to overcook them. Overcooked, dry, stiff eggs are not eggs anymore, but rather a food-like substance that was formerly eggs. Eat granola instead. I like boiled eggs, too, hard-boiled and soft-boiled. I like poached eggs. I like deviled eggs. Nah, that's not true. I love deviled eggs. I love my deviled eggs and Loma's deviled eggs and Kevin's deviled eggs and Ann's deviled eggs and Mary's deviled eggs. I had a deviled egg once that I didn't care for, so I only ate two of them. I eat 16 to 20 eggs a week. What's that? Oh, my cholesterol is fine. I'm lucky in that I have the body chemistry that processes cholesterol very well indeed, and I am smart. I eat good eggs. The rest of it is a sideshow. Toast, beverages. They're all there only to support the stars of the show, the eggs. Having said that, I will tell you that I love to eat half an onion bagel. I also enjoy plain bagels and poppy seed bagels. Everything bagels are for indecisive folks, and fruity or sweet bagels are not bagels. They're big, soft cookies. It's hard to find a really good bagel. They are non-existent in communities that don't have a large Jewish population. Did you know that the largest bagel factory in America is the Lenders operation in Mattoon, Illinois? I'll leave it up to you whether or not they make real bagels. Every once in a while, when I'm feeling madcap, I top my bagel with jam or preserves. If you ever get the chance to have Liz C's blood orange marmalade, jump at it. It is simply the best. Coffee? Easy. Medium roast, espresso grind, pour over. Dang, I knew this would happen. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for eggs. I had two this morning, but there are eggs already hard-boiled in the fridge. And we need to have a quick early supper tonight, so what could be better than eggs?